We've been talking this week about the power of no. Today, we want to talk about the power of yes. Once the boundaries are there, it's time to play the game, or in this case, it's time to start training the child towards adulthood.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yes, one of the focuses of parenting, the main focus, is to make sure you raise this child to be employable and marriageable. And that has a lot of skills built into it. Maybe depending on how your marriage and employment is going, you're learning lessons that you think, if I had just learned this earlier in life, I would have avoided such just frustration. And so now's your chance to teach your kids, even if you didn't learn when you were a child, those skills.
I think there are a lot of people today that spent their 20s catching up.
Yeah.
In some of the learning areas, even saying no to purchasing items, catching up on how to handle money. There's probably two or three ways to figure out, well, what do I need to teach my child? And, you know, for lack of a better phrase, I think it's the adult education curriculum. I think that we expect schools to have a curriculum. If I arrived at school on day one and asked the teacher, what are your lesson plans? Where are you going with my child? What books? And the teacher said, you know, I don't really know. We're kind of going to go with the flow and see what we want to do and see what activities are available. I'd be horrified.
Yeah.
And yet, as parents, we don't have a curriculum. We don't have some goals before my child goes out the door and when they're 18 to go to college or do whatever. These are some skills I want them to have under their belt and start practicing those. If I don't have that, then my child is going to fail and spend some very challenging time in their 20s and 30s or beyond. So I want to put a plan in place. One way is, what are the things I wished I knew?
Mm-hmm.
Another way is, what am I looking and seeing that children need to know today? A third thing is, look in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is full.
Oh,
Proverbs
yeah.
is a, basically, for me anyway, it's a journal that a father has left behind for his child and telling his child how to handle people he encounters on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
how to handle money, how to handle all these different things. You know, look at the ant and how he handles time management. I think to go there is a great way to begin, but pick something. Just pick one thing that you're going to put into your adult education curriculum. And, you know, this year, we're honing down on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it on.
This year, with my stepkids, I'm trying to implement how they can manage their time.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them, it takes me this long to take a shower and get ready. It takes me, they're kids too. So, especially the oldest one, who's already a teenager in high school, he needs to know it's going to take me this long to get up in the morning earlier than everybody else and get ready for school, be there on time, be on time outside for the bus, et cetera, et cetera, and be responsible with time. And I'm still figuring out how it's all going to work out. And I told him this is training camp because once you're on your own, you're out in college. You got to still make it to class on time. You got to make it to work on time. So this is training camp. And yes, you'll make mistakes, but you got to know the boundaries. They just have to be self-disciplined and responsible.
This is great. Well, you're almost, as the mom of four, you're an air traffic controller. And there's
that's a good analogy.
Oh, yeah. There's one runway. There's one bathroom, one runway. Here it is. And so let's look at when everybody has to go out the door. And let's start with the oldest. You're the oldest. When do you have to walk out of this house? And let's back it up from there.
Mm-hmm.
These are discussions that no child wants to have. These are discussions that will change their lives.
Yes.
And you kind of launch time management as one of the things we want to teach our children. We're actually told that that will be the most important area of stewardship for the next generation, learning how to manage time, because there are so many things flooding them right now to do, watch, look, think, click on.
Yes.
How do I make that decision? I was introduced by my mentor in Chicago years ago, and he made an interesting statement about me being the most average guy he's ever seen, really doing cool things and writing lots of books and stuff like that. And he said, the key to Bob, in the introduction, it was hilarious. The key to Bob is not a high IQ. The key to Bob is time management. He understands time management. And it was interesting because I thought about that. And I realized he's right. And I never even saw that, that God had given me this area in my dad's life of time management. And when I wrote my first book, it was this man who's Dr. Hawley. He said, don't write a book, write a chapter. And manage your time to write a chapter. And if you want to take a week or a month, write a chapter. And then when you finish that chapter, review it once and then write another chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you'll break it down. And that's how I broke down my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do this semester. I can't go full-time to get my doctorate. And so it took 12 years. And my mentor in school said, don't look at the end. just look at this semester. Let's manage this. Mm-hmm. So let's look at where you want to go. You have got to go out the door at 7 o'clock. We've got to have some breakfast. Got to have shower time. Let's write all these down and see what we think they're going to take. It's kind of like you're doing a church service.
Yeah.
And you break it down, and you being in the music area of a church service, you know it's in 4 and 5 minutes for this praise song and that praise song. Mm-hmm. Because we've got 3 services, we've got to get out the door by this to get to the next one. In this case, we've got 4 kids, 4 services. How do we make that all work and get in there? And if we don't make it work, and here's the no, if we don't make it work, what's the consequence? Well, the consequence is we're late. We're all late. It's not just you late. You don't seem to mind being late, but we're all late. And so there is a consequence for that. And the consequence for you is next week, it didn't work this week. And we gave you the power of yes to make some decisions. We're ratcheting it back, and you're the first one in the shower. I know. I see that little face. That means you're the first one out of bed, and you're the first one in the shower. If you can't make that work, you will be going to bed earlier at night. I don't care if you're the 14-year-old. That's what's going to happen. We have 1 runway and 4 airplanes that need to get down before they run out of fuel. Mm-hmm. Our run out of fuel is we need to leave the house at 7 or whatever. And I think the fun thing about planning individually than planning as a team saves a lot of arguments, not initially. Mom, he's still in there, or whatever it is, and slowly getting them to work. And then you look for the moment when in there, each getting the bathroom for 10 minutes, you look for the moment where one of them is out early, and you wait for those moments, and you grab that child and say, I want to thank you for being out early. It's unbelievable. It's awesome. And that's when you go Italian. Yes, you're already laughing.
I'm laughing because I can imagine the kids going, you're thanking me for coming out early.
Yeah, because you gave more time to your sister, which is really, really, well, she, this was great. And I would go public. I mean, I'd be at the breakfast table.
My child came out of the bathroom.
Yes. Johnny got out early. This is unbelievable. Because your pleaser will want to hear that also for themselves. And they're the dawdler anyway.
Right.
But teaching them time management is not just for themselves personally. There's a lot more to time management and that discipline. But part of it is we are in a team called family. And we've got this limited thing. I remember there's an upstairs bathroom. There's in our house, there's 3 places to take showers. And I remember Roby saying, can I use your shower? No. Well, Tori and I can't really, 2 of you can't make that work. Mom and I make that work. Can I use the downstairs shower? No. Not unless you want to clean that also.
Right.
You tell me what you want to do on Saturday. You want to use that downstairs shower? You got to clean it. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving Mom another shower to clean. That's the guest bathroom. Mm-hmm. And watching him process and watching them negotiate and watching them deal with each other, it was like they were married already, figuring that out. But there's so much value in this, and unfortunately, we would like hassle-free living. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to teach them to do this process. They're going to have roommates in college, and then they're going to get married and figure out how to deal with it.
And I think that's really good, and I do it sometimes. When they start fighting over something and I haven't put a rule, and it's really, it's an isolated event, this is not something that happens all the time, I'll say, you know what? You guys figure it out.
Yep.
Find out how you're going to share. If you're going to fight, because you know, when you're married 15 years from now, you're going to have the same dilemma. There's be one car and you got to split it. There's not enough money. You got to share it. And so you're going to have to figure it out.
There's never enough money. You do have to share it, or at least we think there's never enough money. I totally agree. And all we do is set the ground rules for fighting fair, and set if you know there's some things you can't say to each other, mm-hmm. and you know when it gets loud, we're in trouble. And when your pleaser just backs down and says, "Oh, I don't care," I don't care because they're exhausted. I want to help that child step up a little more, and I want to encourage that child to step up a little more and not be bowled over all his or her life. We have children's homes, 5 children's homes at Sheridan House where I work. And every room, the boys' room, let's just take the boys' campus. Every boy's bedroom has 3 beds. And in each one of those bedrooms, one boy is referred to as the team captain. So there's 4 bedrooms, but 3 rooms have 3 kids. They have to get out of bed in the morning, and this one room has to clean the bathroom that all 10 kids use before breakfast. And then we come to breakfast, and then we sit down there after breakfast and have 15 minutes of reading the Bible. Then these children go off to public school. It's not like they go off to La La Land. They still have to get to school, all 10 kids in the van driving to school. It's amazing watching them get up and watching a child who's at Sheridan House because he doesn't respond to authority too well, learning that I have to listen to this team captain. I will be a team captain one day, teaching them these leadership and negotiation skills, teaching them how to manage their time. Because if they don't get their chore done before breakfast and or race after breakfast quickly to get it done before the 15 minutes of Bible study, they go to bed at 7:30 that night. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing watching them bring it on. And their chore is graded. And they can't get below an 85 or they go to bed early.
Yeah, we were impressed when we saw the chart of points and all that in one of the homes.
Oh, they get jacked.
Yeah.
They get jacked
wild.
Over this. But here's what happens. They go home and their moms say, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable how learning this has changed the whole family at home because we've dumbed down parenting and we really didn't realize they were capable of doing this much to help. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, they feel good about themselves and they are masters of their own destiny to a point. They're not these little clones. They're getting it done and they're learning leadership skills.
And I think that's a key for parents because I know one thing is teaching this in a group home, but when you're in your own house and you come at it with all these rules and you bring out a whole chart, the kids are rolling their eyes. Oh, brother. So you have to come at it almost with an attitude of, I want to empower you. Mm-hmm. I want to make you a responsible adult so that when you go to that first interview and they get to know who you are, they're going to be impressed. You talked about that in your book, Ready for Responsibility. The first impressions are extremely important, and people can tell what kind of person you are by the first impression. So you want to raise this child to already be thinking the right way so that first impression is good, and also to be responsible when they get the job. You know what? I got to get ready. I got to be dressed. I got to be there on time for my job. I'm on my own. And yes, I am motivated because I'm going to get that paycheck. Or I'm motivated to do really well because I'm going to get a raise or I'm going to get a promotion. So, but that, I guess, having those incentives in the home will help your child also become a good employee.
Absolutely. And it'll help them feel good about themselves and masters of their destiny. What we have decided in our culture today is we just need to get these jobs done rather than use these jobs to train these children. We have our boys' campus has 60 acres and a company decided to come and cut all the grass for us every 2 weeks. They come and there's like 40 of them come and cut the grass. And we had to say to them, okay, but leave the grass around the boys' homes. Mm. And they said, well, why? Because the boys have to have something to cut.
Right.
We need to have the grass there for them to cut to learn personal responsibility and accountability. If you walked into the homes, you would see an incredible kitchen and you would see immaculate. The house mom has never touched a mop or washed a dish there. That's not her job. And those boys,
wow.
Initially, it's a little traumatic, and then they get it. And then, you know, they go home, and we help tool their mom to do the same thing. And initially, they say, oh, no, this is just like Sheridan House. When I come home on the weekends, I have to do this. But after a while, wow, they're helping. And when mom gets it and says, thank you, this is unbelievable. Mm. And there's a new respect for themselves because they have a new respect for mom, and we're going to be okay. When we give them the power of no, there are no options, you will do this, or you're going to bed early, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden we can empower them with yes, and it gets stretched and stretched and stretched, because as you do the little jobs well, we put you in charge of more things and more people and more, wow, I'm somebody now. We had a guy come to sell us some copy machine equipment. He's very good looking and very sharp, and Matt showed up, and Mark showed up, and as he showed up, we're looking at each other, and I realized we knew each other. In 1988, he was at Sheridan House.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awesome. And he's in better shape than me, better looking than me, in a nicer suit and everything. And the ladies in the lobby were all laughing when we all realized who he was. And he got it. And he said, I learned how to work here. Mm. But he also said, I learned how to feel better about me. And as you learn those things, then you bring people with you along in life. And you learn, I have the power of no, so I can also handle the opportunity of yes.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you'd like more information about Dr. Bob Barnes, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries located in South Florida, just go online to shfm.org. You can also hear this broadcast again. We have uploaded the podcast on our website at parentingtoday.org, where you can also read our daily parenting blogs and subscribe so you can get them every day in your email box. They only take a couple minutes to read each day. You can go to parentingtoday.org for all of that. And thanks for letting your friends, family, and fellow parents know about this program. We hope you'll join us tomorrow For more on our series, The Power of Yes, we'll be talking tomorrow about training our kids and giving them the power of yes in managing their money. So hope you join us for that tomorrow, right here on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes.